Here's Mark Kesticher, the play-by-play man for ESPN Radio. Was in the house last night. How did you react to the whole, you know, push and shove and commentary in the fourth quarter last night, Mark?
Man, it was not quite worth it, right? $500,000, holy mackerel, yeah.
But did you think it would amount to that when it happened? I mean, you saw it happen. Did you think it would amount to what's gone on today?
No. I had no idea. We're here in Oakland with the Raptors being in it and Canadian TV, so we have two TV entities here with ABC as well. We're pretty far off the floor. So we were a good, 200-300 feet away. To me, it was just Kyle diving into the crowd. And, you know, we saw a little bit of what was going on, but didn't know if it was a spilled beverage or whatever. I really did not get the full brunt of what had happened till after the game. And then this morning, waking up and finding it was a minority owner, which, you know, still confounded me as to, you know, why? What was the purpose? Usually, you know, someone of that stature has a few more brains about him or herself as far as how you comport yourself in that front row. So not surprising how swift it was handled. The NBA is usually pretty good about that. I remember with the Russell Westbrook Utah Jazz situation, you know, that was swift as well. So that part of it doesn't shock me. And I guess we move on.
Well, what impressed you the most last night from a Raptor perspective?
You know what impressed me the most was as soon as we found out that Klay Thompson wasn't going to play, the first thing I thought of was a little bit of pressure here on Toronto because you missed an opportunity to hold home court in both games with Klay Thompson missing the last 8 minutes of the game. And now, you know, you get to face them without Kevin Durant and without Klay Thompson. And Thompson's such a big piece on both ends of the ball that now it's like we got to win this game. I mean, if we don't win this game, we're probably not going to win the series. You know, we don't deserve to win the series. So to come out as forceful as they were, to execute as well as they did, 36 points in the first, did it get away from them a couple times? Yeah, and, you know, Curry, you know, still went off for, nearly 50 points. But to have an answer every time it got down to 7 or 8 or whatever the point total was, and to shoot as well as they did and to execute as well as they did. That's what impressed me the most was, you know, you had to win this game, and they came out and they did it.
Yeah, likewise. And, you know, they're never going to get, I believe, the appropriate amount of attention and respect because of the injuries, because Durant is out, and then last night Klay Thompson is out. I mean, I've noticed some media types having the audacities to suggest that because Kevon Looney is out, I mean, come on, how could you expect the Warriors to continue without Kevon Looney? But they went into the Oracle last night, the Raptors, and threw up 17 threes. 17 threes. All five starters had 17 or more points. That is consistency. That is depth. That's putting on a show, man. And that, like, it's, again, they didn't go into Golden State and say, okay, these guys are shorthanded, so let's drag them into a bloodbath and win 88-85. And just, you know, go to the line 50 times a piece. And that's not what happened. They went out and they played their game. They moved the ball.
Well,
they hit shots.
They wanted to play a numbers game. We'll try to get a bunch of guys shooting threes against one guy.
Exactly.
Right.
It was incredible last time.
No, they played well. And you know, the Warriors, even though, you know, you're missing a really outstanding defender in Klay Thompson, you know, we talked with Steve Kerr today, Draymond Green today in our meetings. And, you know, they were frustrated that you can't let Danny Green have an open shot, you know? I mean, sure, we're down in numbers, but, you know, this guy has a track record of hitting three-pointers in the finals, and how do we let him get open as many times as he did? And we had a good laugh with Nick Nurse, you know, where we're saying what a nice job Fred VanVleet has done shadowing Steph Curry. And like, man, we held him to 47 points. So nice job. But you know what?
Right.
He could have went off for 60 or 65 points. So that was that was about as impressive. I haven't been on the Raptors all season long. I had, to be honest, one regular season game in Boston in January, and then I kind of parachuted in the second round with Philly and was there for every game of Milwaukee and now. But just to see it all come together, that was about as good a performance that I have seen from them. And you know, folks were telling me about the December game here without Kawhi, and, you know, Durant scored 51 or whatever he scored and they had their full unit. And it's a completely different Raptors team back on December 12th. But to win by 20 here, I mean, there's praise will begin to be assigned to them. But you're right. The mainstream storyline will continue to be undermanned Warriors. And now with Kevin Durant, who knows? I don't even know if Kevin Durant's playing in this series at this point. You know, that's going to continue to be a storyline.
Well, we talk about injuries all the time, and when somebody's about to play, we say judge them as being 100%. But listening to all the former NBA players talking about a hamstring, they say it's real serious stuff as far as going out there and playing. Could you see Klay Thompson possibly, I'm assuming he's going to play, but could you see him possibly being 100% effective with that type of injuries? Because all the former players say it's awfully difficult.
Yeah, and I agree. And I know he wanted to play last night, and I know he was really ticked that he didn't play last night.
Man, he looked pissed off.
He did. Yeah, they had to hold him out just for his own good because, and I think, and again, now we're getting to conspiracy theories, but if they know Kevin Durant isn't coming back, you know, you can't afford to have Klay Thompson get injured in game three because you need him for the rest of the series. So they needed him to get two extra days rest. And for what they do here, you know, to put Draymond Green on Kawhi Leonard really messes up the defense. And as much as we, you know, joked about Kevon Looney, you know, that's not a big piece, it still is a part of a very thin unit. That's been a big problem here this year. As much as this is a dynasty and a foundational team, this is as thin of a bench as I've seen all season long for the five-year run of the Warriors. And you know, Looney's a guy who, at his size and his athleticism, you know, can guard anybody on the floor. So you take him off the floor and you bring in Boogie Cousins, you know, who just had his, you know, second major injury. And, you know, they got some problems. They got some serious problems there. So this is my long way of getting back to mentioning with Klay Thompson that, yeah, he's got a lot of work to do. They track him. I don't know who tracks these things, but we have people at the mothership at ESPN who track Klay Thompson for running 2.9 miles per game with all the curling he does on offense and all the chasing he does on defense. And only CJ McCollum of Portland runs more on average per game. So, yeah, I think I don't know if he's 100% at the start. I don't know how long he stays 100% because you guys know you get a hamstring injury. I don't care who you are, great athlete or not, that's going to be a tough cover tomorrow.
With Mark Hestetcher from ESPN, the NBA Finals play-by-play on ESPN Radio, Game 4 tomorrow night. Kawhi Leonard, you know, he's been very, very good. I don't know if he's dominated yet.
He hasn't had one. Like
we saw more out of Philly and Milwaukee, right, where it was like, I'm taking over, right, and you've got no shot. I'm putting up 15 in the fourth, and we're winning this game. Now, maybe he hasn't been in a position where he had to do that necessarily. Right. But that feels like a pretty big positive as well for the Raptors, Mark. The fact that, you know, Kawhi, he might have a little bit more to give, and they're still up 2-1.
No, I agree. I think Hubie Brown and I were commenting last night. It was in the third quarter when I think Golden State scored the first 6 points of the third quarter. And, you know, the first thing that flags in your mind is, oh, maybe they got another, not an 18-0 run, but something in that vein. And then Kawhi kind of put his stamp on the game in the third quarter, and that was as close as I have seen to him taking over so far in this series. Maybe he hasn't had to. You know, Kyle Lowry stepping up, Marc Gasol stepping up last night, and obviously Danny Green getting on track. Maybe he hasn't had to. I don't know if he's missing that sixth gear that we saw, you know, in the double overtime game in game three of the last round, in games four and five, and certainly the Philly games you're talking about. I mean, it's so hard to, you guys know, you've been following him all year, it's so hard to get to his head to know, is that injury, whatever it is, hurting him more now than it was last week or 2 weeks ago? I thought in game two, at that last sequence, when Steph Curry passed out of the trap and Sean Livingston beat him to the ball, it reminded me of a similar pass in the double overtime game right in front of us where we were sitting near the Milwaukee bench that, you know, he shot out of a cannon and got that ball and went down for a dunk and the game was over. So I don't know if he's less than 100% or less than whatever percentage he was back then. But you're right. That is a positive sign that you haven't seen the best of Kawhi Leonard, and yet, you know, he still puts up 30 points, and more importantly, gets to the line 11 times last night, 16 times before that, and continues to be a focal point of the Warriors' defense, which helps free up the other guys.
Game four tomorrow night. It's going to be a real fun one at Oracle. Enjoy it. We always appreciate you finding time for us. Thank you for this, Mark.
No, no problem at all. Good talking with you guys. Looking forward to getting back to Canada.
You got it. We'll see you Monday night, game five down at Scotiabank. Mark Kesterger from ESPN Radio.